Mr. Mom. Yep, that's what I became when my wife Karen was sick with a serious case of hepatitis some years ago. She was confined to bed for a few months, actually, and we all realized as never before, of course, the difference that she made in our lives. Now, one little visible evidence of that was our kitchen sink, which seemed to take on a little life of its own during those months. Oh, yeah, we continued to do our usual good job of getting dishes dirty, but somehow no one was getting around to getting them clean. Now, I remember going into the kitchen for what should have been a simple exercise, getting a drink of water, right? How hard is that? Well, fat chance. I looked everywhere for a glass. Oh, there were plenty of glasses, dirty ones in the sink. I mean, a clean glass? Not to be found. It was a frustrating search. I was searching for something clean to use. Couldn't find anything. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the number one quality God is looking for. Now, God knows the feeling that I experienced at our mountainous sink that day, except he's looking for someone clean to use, and he often doesn't find much. Now, our word for today from the Word of God, 2 Timothy 2:20. In a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for noble purposes, some for ignoble. If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. Now, these verses have some exciting prospects in them. Did you get this? Being useful to the master, for example? Someone through whom God could work mightily in other people's lives, like your family, your friends, your church, your circle of influence? There is no more exhilarating experience on earth than to be used by the master. What a tribute it would be to your life if that could be your epitaph. Useful to her master. Useful to his master. And he talks about being prepared to do any good work. It says, ready to make a difference. Now, notice the if. If he cleanses himself. Here we are. Here's the deciding factor in whether or not God is going to use your life. How different from the way our culture, our world, says we qualify for significance. You know, if a man promotes himself, positions himself, prepares himself, pushes himself, God says cleanses himself. God's looking for one thing. He's looking for clean. The sense of these verses is that you're reserved for God's purposes, and you won't let your body or your mind be used for anything that could defile them, anything Jesus wouldn't approve of, which probably means some things have to go. Things that you shouldn't be watching or listening to, thinking about. How about relationships that are pulling you away from your master's heart? What is it in your life right now that would keep Jesus from totally using you to the max? Your temper, your lust, your negative attitude, your pride, your hurtful mouth? Whatever it is, your Lord is saying to you today, clean it out. I have awesome plans for you, but you'll never experience them as long as you hang on to that pollution. The good news is that anyone can qualify to be an instrument for God's great work, because it isn't charisma that qualifies you, which only some people have, or money, or looks, or talent, or education, which only some people have. It's cleanness, which anyone could have. On that day, I was searching for a glass to use. If I had a choice between a beautiful glass that was dirty and a plain old glass that was clean, I would take the clean one. Well, God's like that. He'll take the clean one.